Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, to call it a rally would be the understatement of the year. But to revisit what Coach Brian May's IU women golfers did last Sunday, bringing home its first Big Ten title in 26 years, shooting a final round 8-under, entering the final 18, down 11. Oh, my, Coach Brian.
The girls have had it in them. We've had these types of stretches throughout the year. We just haven't been able to put it together for 3 days at a tournament. And this week, and these girls, led by Caroline Craig, who obviously was a rock for us, is the first time she finished a 54-hole tournament under par all 3 days. Being a co-champion there is just something she's never going to forget. But how much that led us to being in the position to be able to do something like this on the final day, even though we were down by 11 and it seemed like a lot, our girls were poised, I think, for that position to be able to just plug along and do what they've been doing all week, which is stay steady, not really give up anything to the golf course, and then take the birdies when they come.
Brian May and his Hoosiers on to the NCAA regional. Destination will be known via the Golf Channel later today. Reds back to work they go against the Phillies. Pregame at 6:10 tonight. What's inside North sprinter Jaden Johnson's toolbox? Head coach Justin Helmer in our next report. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Records, they say, are meant to be broken, and Bloomington North sprinter Jaden Johnson doing just that this spring for Justin Helmer's top-ranked North Siders. Last weekend, for instance, at the Edgewood Invite, Johnson lowered his 100 time to 10.34, and then in the erased Thomas Brashear's 200 mark, which had stood for, 27 years, 21.15 is the new standard right now, which led me to ask Justin Helmer exactly what is in Mr. Johnson's toolbox.
He is one of the most explosive kids I've ever seen, and his acceleration coming out of the block. He's so good at that area of his race, and indoors when he's running the 60s, that's such a short race. We really focused early on that part of the race, but now we're trying to develop that second half of the race. His motivation is he just wants to be great. Coming into his senior year, he really didn't have very many college offers. He hadn't been talked to a lot, and again, I think part of that was just based off of he never got those times that he knew he was capable of last year because of that hamstring injury.
He's getting the times right now, and he's on his way to become a Louisville Cardinal when he's through at Bloomington North, and that is Jaden Johnson. Justin Helmer and the Cougars, they'll be at home. The Conference Indiana meet is at 5:30 on a Friday. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.